It is estimated that every year in Sierra Leone, there are 5,000 new cases of fistula, also called vesicovaginal fistula, or VVF. Experts say it is caused by poverty, malnutrition, poor health services, early childbearing, and gender discrimination. Dr. Ibrahim Tolley is in charge of the fistula program at the PCMH, the Princess Christian Maternity and Child Health, in East End Freetown. He says the facility is swamped with patients seeking help.
We have a ward where we used to have them operated and kept for some time until their discharge. We closed it because the people who gave us funding went away, decided to go to Bo, and now we don't have. But fistula has been common because wherever you have obstructed labor, you're bound to have a fistula. The causes of a fistula are due to obstructed labor.
Surgeries to repair fistula and return affected women to health and community life were first performed by the group Mercy Ships in Sierra Leone in 2001 and 2004. During that period, over 220 fistula surgeries were performed. But the scope of the problem is overwhelming the efforts of hospitals and facilities. Dr. Tolley says despite limited resources and growing incidence of the problem, patients affected deserve special attention.
Those are women that we really need to take care of because they are normally neglected, even though it's not their fault. We've tried a lot, we've treated a lot, we've operated over 800 cases here, but we still have. The ones that we now have in greater number are those ones whose conditions have become so difficult that their bladder cannot be repaired. You either you find another method for them to pass urine or you replace their bladder.
Freetown-based engineer Sekou Cisse says the incidence of fistula can also be traced to the operations of local bath attendants who lack the skills to recognize when pregnant women need prompt medical attention.
These women normally use their physical hands, instruments like razor blade without sterilizing them. Sometimes they even take them to the bushes using these traditional herbs. I don't think we need these traditional trained nurses. We don't need them. We need to train more nurses, build infrastructure for hospital uses, clinics, and bring in more instruments and medicines, and then invite educated NGOs or any outside educated doctors or nurses.
To help with the problem, USAID contributed funding through the Mercy Ships Obstetrics Fistula Program. The money went to surgical repairs of about 700 women and training for 9 surgeons and nurses. They were taught how to care for women suffering from childbirth injuries. The program also provides public health education on fistula prevention through partnerships with local health providers, NGOs, and communities. Dr. Tolley says such international assistance will go a long way towards rehabilitating women with the condition and improving maternal health in Sierra Leone. For VOA News, I am Chinedu Afua in Washington.